T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we have baseball tonight on KMOX from Denver. John Rooney will join me, his regular Tuesday-Thursday conversation, which I think at this point is going to be extended into October. We go until the Cardinals stop playing baseball. He'll join us at 4:20 this afternoon. We got soccer at Busch Stadium tonight. And KMOX soccer analyst Bill McDermott with me this afternoon. The U.S. men's team is in town against Uruguay. How are you, Bill?
Fine, Mark. How you been?
I'm doing okay. I think my music was too loud here. Maybe my headphone level wasn't. Sorry about that. I feel like I'm shouting. I'm doing okay. Right. And I know that I was hearing my friend Julia Rowe talking about some of the things that they've done to Busch Stadium. One of the things I had forgotten about, I guess, is because you can't play soccer when there's a pitching mound in the middle of the field, can you? So they had to kind of take down that mound. On that note, let me just pop off on something, you know, because things cross my mind, Bill, very frenetically, and I have to comment on something in sports. I don't know, are you a regular football guy at all, like an NFL guy? Do you ever watch NFL?
I watched NFL football religiously for over 2 decades, but one team in particular.
Yes. Yeah,
the New York Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Okay, well, so you're
only
not a football fan. Yeah, you're not a fan anymore because they're terrible.
A friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, played football for the New York Jets. He was a place kicker. I played college soccer with him. Pat Leahy, a native St. Louisan.
Yeah.
So I followed the Jets.
Well, the reason I ask is because, you know, last night they had a game in Oakland. They're moving to Vegas. But the one thing that always annoys me, and this is going to come to an end, is that I don't like seeing football games played on baseball fields. Just a little nagging thing for me. And every time I see them play football in Oakland, it just bugs the heck out of me. Anyway, back to soccer here. You talked about some St. Louisans. Got a couple of St. Louis guys on this team tonight, don't we?
Indeed, we do. Josh Sargent, who currently plays in the Bundesliga for Werder Bremen, and Tim Ream, who likewise plays overseas in England. But these are the players, and players like this. This is a very young team, Mark. Average age of only, well, maybe over 24, the team that played Mexico most recently. So the core of this team, including Ream and Sargent, these are probably the players, well, in particular, Josh Sargent, that you're going to see for the next 8 years, heading into the World Cups in 2022 and 4 years after that. So this will give you a good overall feel for what Greg Berhalter is trying to do with this current group, and that is change the way they play soccer in the field, change the overall temperament and culture of the way the United States proceeds to play soccer now after the shocking, shocking non-qualification for the 2018 World Cup.
Okay, so, but if he is going to take the team in this direction, that means potentially some growing pains. I know that they lost to Mexico last Friday, and you're trying some things out here, and that might not mean wins all the time leading into next year, right?
That is exactly what it means, Mark. So consequently, the American fans will indeed have to be patient. Americans, as we know, American sports fans adore and love winners, especially from their national team when they're playing on the international stage. And I mentioned it was a shocking non-qualification for 2018. So after that, Mark, what do? You go hide your head in the sand and complain and moan and to everyone involved? No, you change everything. You change your national team coach. You change your approach. We all have to get better. Fans, broadcasters, people who do the advertising, support groups. And we're set out to do just that. But the United States, with what they're doing with the sport right now, all around the United States cannot stand another non-qualification for the upcoming World Cup in Qatar in 2022.
Well, how good is Uruguay?
Uruguay has won 2 World Cups, Mark. They won the very first World Cup back in 1930. They won in 1950 in astounding fashion over Brazil, playing in Brazil. Believe it or not, some Brazilian fans still can't get over that. But they're currently ranked 5th in the world. They have a good young team themselves. They don't play the same way Mexico does. You'll find out the different types of players they're playing for Uruguay. They play literally around the world. They give you very little space on the field. They're quick to take up all kinds of space in between lines. They're good in tight spaces, and they will attack quickly out of the backfield.
So I don't know. This is bound to affect them, but, you know, you plan a game like this second week of September in St. Louis. You know, it might be a little hot, but you'd think you'd get some relief. It's going to be warm out there for those guys. And you know, the thing that I certainly have, I'm not the biggest soccer person or expert, but the fact that you don't allow substitutions and the amount of running back and forth in a 100-degree heat index, that will be a little challenging tonight.
Well, sometimes, Mark, and it remains to be seen what the referees decide and the coaches decide, simply because this is a friendly. If it is too terribly hot, there will be a hydration break. This has happened before. And if it's, right now, it's about 93, 94, 95 right now, and every degree of it, along with the humidity, it's really uncomfortable. And you're right, this sport is not made for this type of weather.
Didn't they have some of those in France even during the Women's World Cup, the hydration breaks?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. Yes, sir.
It was hot and sticky for sure.
Yeah, uncomfortably so, yeah.
A little light maybe on the crowd tonight. They're saying 20,000. Is that just maybe below expectations?
I think so, Mark. And I think something that has a huge factor to do with that is that it's a Tuesday night. It's a school night. My oldest daughter and her husband obviously would go to these things all the time. They have a first grader and two preschoolers. No matter what they tried to do to make it work, it just didn't work. So
yeah.
I think that's a good example right there.
No, you know what? You're absolutely right. And it gets tough. It's tricky. Look, I get it. I have a 4-year-old and she's got swim lessons and then off to this and, you know, trying to make sure they don't bust out into an all-time Hall of Fame level fit, too,
which precisely.
Is somewhat challenging as well. All right, Bill McDermott, we'll have fun tonight.
Thank you, Mark.
Thing, once that sun goes down, I mean, it's going to be hot and sticky, but it's not as bad as it would be in July or June if we had temperatures like this. So
that's one salvation. You're right, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Bill, we'll talk soon. Thank you very much.
Yes,
Bill McDermott, Mr. Soccer here with us this afternoon on KMOX. Just not the level of interest, perhaps, for if the women were here, we'd certainly have, I think, a lot more interest, but not so much for this one tonight with a little bit of a lighter crowd. All right, still to come this afternoon, Tim Fitch. I mentioned, and I had the mayor, Lida Krusen, on in the last hour talking about this Kim Gardner tweet and why there is no level of outrage. She's just, I was thinking about this during the break at the top of the hour, she just cannot use the word outrageous. I mean, if I were the mayor, I'd say that tweet is outrageous. We need to support our police officers. She wouldn't do that. Now, Tim Fitch is concerned about crime. He's the former St. Louis County police chief. He's on the county council right now, happens to be my county council person. But the thing that got Fitch into trouble was a tweet that he sent out that responded to something that the sheriff of Jefferson County was sending out about recruiting officers. And the former St. Louis County police chief said, wait, City of St. Louis officers, here's an opportunity for you. That's not being taken well in some circles. So we'll get to Chief Fitch. We'll also find out what Apple's doing with your new iPhone and some other things. Ian Scher from CNET coming up a little bit later this afternoon. Of course, I mentioned we have John Rooney at 4:20. Chris Raby has sports as we get you ready for Cardinals baseball in Denver on your home of the Cardinals, KMOX.
Mark Reardon now.
No, never. Yes, always.
Total Information PM at 4 on KMOX.
All right, well, we talked about crime with the governor and the mayor of the city of St. Louis in the last hour, former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch with me this afternoon. He's also my county council person. Chief, how are you?
Well, I'm good, Mark. Glad to be here with you.
Notice how I said person. I don't want to trigger anyone here this afternoon.
I understand.
So let me start with this tweet that's getting some attention. I saw this, and I was wondering if it would become somewhat controversial. So the sheriff of Jeffco, Dave Marshak is his name, right?
Yes, correct.
He tweeted, looking for a change, we will now pay regular duty pay while in the police academy. Check us out at jcsd.org. Oh, and like the car right now, 100% of our deputies assigned to road patrol, special ops, investigations, civil process, and transport have take-home cars. So that's, you know, he's marketing his department, basically, there and saying we have opportunities. So your tweet, you retweeted that, and you said, well, the last at SLMPD, that is the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, cop, out of the city, please turn out the lights. Go south, young servants. They'll appreciate your talents. And we'll even thank you for a job well done. Now, a lot of people think that this was disrespectful and inappropriate. You even retweeted someone who said, this is seriously shameful and disrespectful. And you said, yes, sometimes the truth hurts. So you want to explain and defend this?
Well, I almost answered her. That was Maggie Crane. I almost answered her is exactly is what I was going to say, which is how the circuit attorney.
Yes, and I was going to get to that here in a minute,
yep,
of course.
Yep. So not disrespectful at all. People have choices. In a free market society that we all live in, you have choices. You're going to go where you're appreciated, where you're compensated well, and you're not everyone is expected to follow the rules and follow the law. No problem with that at all. But when you're doing your job like you've been told to do by your bosses, and then you're immediately criticized by elected officials, would you stay in a place like that? Would you recommend your son, when he graduates from Mizzou, go work at the city police department?
No, and I understand that. And that's why I wanted to ask you about it, because I completely get it. And, you know, this is, I can't even imagine being a cop in the city right now, having to deal with all of that.
So there are so many good officers in the city. I deal with them all the time. I respect the heck out of those guys that are staying and sticking through this, hoping it gets better. However, for new folks that are just getting into law enforcement, or you're just, you know, only been at the city police department for 5 years or less, you need to be thinking about other options, is the purpose of my tweet. And I think Jefferson County, or even St. Louis County, is a great other option. And I think it's something that they need to be thinking about, it because this is about their family and themselves and their future. How would you like to go to work every day wondering whether or not you're going to end up being indicted for making a split-second decision?
But if you're a resident in the city, you would say, and look, and I used to be a resident in the city, you might say, this is going to hurt us even further, because we've learned, and I think you would agree with this, when you have some of these stories that come out about these officers, or even if you go back to the shooting on Dover from earlier this year with the two police officers, these are young, inexperienced cops most often that are making the headlines.
Yes, because that's who's out there working the street. For the most part, police departments, big police departments around the country, not just St. Louis, it's people with less than 10 years out there working the street. So you're always going to have young people involved in these kind of critical situations, and it's really about picking the right people. And the problem with the city is you're, again, you have the residency issue to deal with. You have to live in the city. And, you know, if you want to do good police work, go to the city, but also understand that you could be the next one. You could be the next Darren Wilson, for lack of a better example. And that's troubling to me, more than 35-year veteran in law enforcement, that our young officers are being faced with that, specifically in the city of St. Louis today.
Well, let's go back, and I spent a fair amount of time on this earlier this afternoon with the mayor. The tweet by Kim Gardner, which I was outraged by. I can't even believe that there hasn't been more condemnation of it from last week.
Yes, I also tweeted this afternoon back to Maggie Crane, is when is your mayor or your board going to come out with either a resolution or a proclamation supporting the police officers in the city of St. Louis that are doing a good job? By the way, silence back from Maggie on that.
Well, you know, you have someone responsible, and I can't imagine if you were the chief of police in the city of St. Louis right now and you were dealing with a prosecutor who tweeted that out, and we've known about other issues relating to prosecuting crimes, including the shooting of that 7-year-old girl from a few weeks ago. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'm sure the chief of police in the city would love to be able to respond to that. He's probably being told, keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of it. Don't get involved in this. Let's not make this a bigger issue than it already is. Let other people, you know, do the battles for you. I'm sure he's being told that. And I think the mayor is afraid to do anything with it as well, because she's got the fear that she's got to run for re-election in a few short years. And she doesn't want to cause any waves unnecessarily. And I think she sees this as, let's just let this play out on its own. But she doesn't realize or doesn't care about the damage it's doing to these police officers out there risking their lives every day trying to do the right thing and do what they're being asked to do.
St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch, former chief of police in the county, with me this afternoon. So they're going to head in, the governor, Sam Page, the mayor, going to head in just a few minutes into a crime summit. I had the governor on this afternoon as well. If you were involved in that crime summit, what would your advice be to all those folks in the room?
One of the things I just brought up at our county council meeting we just had at 11 o'clock, when the county executive said that he would be at this meeting this afternoon, is I asked him publicly to speak with the mayor and the city officials about supporting their police department, supporting the officers and the men and women that are out there doing this job well each day, that they need to come out with it. That's just as important to say, we're going to hire more cops, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. You can hire all the cops you want, pay them top dollar, and if they're not supported in their work, it's not going to work out for them and reduce crime. They have to understand that. And so the city needs to come out with a very strong support for their officers that are doing a good job, and it needs to be very public, and they need to condemn those, and won't mention any names, that take these swipes at them constantly when it's not deserved.
All right, and I do want to get to, I'm kind of burying something that's pretty important here when it comes to metro security, but that's something that you've been working on. Was that discussed in that meeting earlier this afternoon?
It was not. We have a meeting later this afternoon.
Yeah.
We have with the consultants, not with Metro itself or Metro by state. We're having it with the consultants. It's called WSP, that did this extensive security assessment of all of the Metro operations, and that's what we're going to quiz them on today.
So you know Kevin Scott used to be the chief of police in Bowen. I'm guessing you know him, right? He's the new security director. So what would you say about Kevin Scott and his ability to make this system safer?
If Kevin Scott is allowed to do what he knows is right, he'll be successful. If he allows Metro to handcuff him, like has been done with previous directors of security, he's going to end up just like the other ones. It'll be a short-term assignment for him. So hopefully Metro allows him to do what he needs to do, and more important than even that, and by the way, very competent gentleman. He'll do a great job if he's allowed to do his job. But more important than that is law enforcement, not Metro. Law enforcement needs to take the lead on security. They need to stop having Metro tell them how to do their job. They need to let law enforcement do their job. We didn't have this problem on Metrolink just as short as 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago because the officers were allowed to do their work, and then Metro started meddling with it. It's about the best way I could describe it.
Former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch, always great to have you on. I don't know how you get through all these meetings at the county, but it's part of your responsibility as my council person. So
I appreciate
that. Thanks, Tim.
All right,
we'll
Mark,
talk soon.
Take
See
care.
You.
All right, bye.
You know, if he doesn't do his job, I'll primary him. And he knows that. So there's certain risk there. Going back just quickly, and we had Jeff Rohrda on yesterday who represents the city police officers, and I'll be curious to see if this is what I would love to know with the Governor Sam Page and the mayor this afternoon is whether or not the topic of our circuit attorney will even come up. And one of the things that Rohrda mentioned yesterday, and this came out later in the day, is they had a news release that called in a bunch of national organizations to criticize our circuit attorney over that tweet saying exactly when Megan Green said that, you know, you St. Louis circuit attorney won't prosecute marijuana possession, and said this is a waste of police resources. The interaction should have never happened. That's when the guy was shot and killed by cops last week, even though he had more than marijuana in his car. And it was 1 o'clock in the morning with a 7-year-old in the car in Hayden's crime rectangle, one of the highest crime areas. Again, the level of outrage that should exist here compared to the level that does exist. Now, I'd like to say, and this is one regret that I have. I was thinking about this because you always kind of replay these things in your mind. And I get that the mayor is chicken poop because she's got to run for re-election, so she's not going to criticize Kim Gardner, I guess, just because there's race issues here. And again, I said this yesterday. Kim Gardner is protected by her race and her gender. But the mayor should, at the very least, and this is what's happening with these groups that are out there right now, they're saying, look, these officers don't have the support of the prosecutor. Here's one of the guys with the Fraternal Order of Police, I think Patrick Yost, who's the national president of the Fraternal Order of Police, saying this is a disturbing nationwide trend of our local prosecutors failing to fulfill their public responsibilities. Officers enforcing the law need to be confident that their counterparts in the courtroom will use the full force of law to take and keep bad guys off the streets. What I was going to say about the mayor is, and I don't know her very well, but I think deep down, it's not even deep down, really. Let's just be honest. She knows how ridiculously outrageous that tweet from Kim Gardner is. She knows that the behavior of the circuit attorney is unacceptable, unprofessional, outrageous, really hurting the city. She's just not willing to say that. This is one of the things that people like about Trump, for better or worse. Think about a situation where Kim Gardner existed in Trump's world. But again, you criticize, I'm sure I'll get the criticism. It's just racism. You criticize Kim Gardner, it's all about race. Nothing more than that. 329 at KMOX. Carol has the news coming up.
Get ready for the Cards and Rockies tonight. Amron Total Access, 6:45. First pitch, 7:40.
The Road to October, sponsored by Show Me Opportunity and Show Me Institute on KMOX.
Let me see if I get this straight. Dave, walk me through this. Billy Bush used to be on what show? What show was he on? Access Hollywood? Access Hollywood. And then the grab by the P-word thing came out, and he was shown the door. Now, he was supposed, I remember it, he was supposed to work at the Today Show. Like, he had the gig at the Today Show doing some of the Carson Daly stuff, didn't he? Wasn't that part of it? Then he gets fired. Well, he finally did an interview with Gayle King at CBS, white supremacist. I know she's a white supremacist because she flashes the OK symbol during the CBS This Morning. Well, Dave, that's the white supremacy symbol. We were told that by the Post-Dispatch, the kid at Ledoux, you know, the Kavanaugh hearings, all those things. So Gayle King is a white supremacist. I know this. Don't challenge me on that. So we'll play some of the Billy Bush tape here coming up. Producers can't even get good support. I'm telling you, 3:36. Ian Scheer is here, and his nipples are still a little sore because he had a baby a few weeks ago, but I think he's off of paternity leave. Is there chafing that's still in existence?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
He doesn't even know how to respond. I'm in one of those moods today.
I really didn't.
No, but in all seriousness, you had a baby that just went, well, I guess, been home for a little while, but you're off of paternity leave, right?
Yeah, I was on leave for the last 3 weeks, and then I'm gonna take the rest of my full leave, which is allowed by the federal government, 12 weeks. I'm gonna take the rest of that when my wife's leave is up. But so ideally, we're gonna get about 6 months total with her. Her name's Beatrice. Before she ends up in daycare.
I like that. So do you have a little boy and a little girl now?
Yeah, we have a 3-year-old boy, who Theodore, who has been really sweet, and he actually, it melts my heart, he calls her my baby, which is
nice.
Adorable, and he is being awesome, big brother. We've been very lucky.
Well, congratulations on that, and really, seriously, take care of the nipples, because they are important. Apple announced what today, Ian?
Well, they announced nothing nipple-related. It was all phones, and also they announced their new TV service actually has a price, and their Apple Arcade has a price. Both of those are $4.99 a month, by the way. And they announced a new watch and a new tablet. So making it very simple, you may have heard of Apple TV Plus. It's going up against Hulu and Netflix and all that.
Yeah, I think you and I, Tom, when they rolled that out or sort of announced it, you and I had a little chat about that.
Exactly. So the price we now know, $4.99 a month, and if you buy a new phone, tablet, or computer from them, they're going to give you a year for free. So you can at least figure out whether you want it or not. And, you know, it has Jason Momoa, so some people will really like that. And then there's Apple Arcade, their video game service that they are targeting really at families. They don't have extra charges that you get. You know, a lot of people end up getting like these $1,000 charges because their kids keep buying whatever currency in the game or whatever. That won't happen with these games. It's going to be $4.99 a month as well. And then they have a new tablet that's cheaper. That's pretty cool. Their new watch is always on. That was one of the biggest complaints they solved, is that the screen is now always on the watch. And then the phones are both cheaper and also more capable. So the iPhone 11 is now $6.99. The iPhone XR last year was $7.49. So they dropped the price $50, which is pretty impressive if you consider that everyone's worried about tariffs. And then the iPhone 11 Pro has 3 cameras in the back because it does ultra-wide views now, and it'll really – they're selling it as, like, the best camera that you can get on a phone. So that's their whole lineup that they announced today.
So I am due for an upgrade. I actually just checked on this because my son was asking, and I'm about 2 months away, which is good timing because I wanted to see what was going to happen with these new phones. And I think, you know, the new camera aspect is very important to people, especially let's use you and I, Ian, as examples, because you can take great pictures. Portrait mode is just simply amazing. It really is.
Yes, and actually, you know, I took a portrait mode photo of my son when it first came out, and that became one of my family's favorite photos. And definitely, it's very good at what it does. Apple says they've really enhanced it and allowed them to do dark mode photos a lot better. You know, that's one thing where competitors like Google had been doing better than them, and Apple says now they caught up. Of course, we had seen it. We'll have to test it to see whether or not it's better, but it shows that Apple's trying to tick all those boxes. And look, I think that, you know, for especially, you know, people like me who are new parents, a camera is the thing. I mean, I buy a new phone every year because I want to have the best camera in my pocket. That's me. Everyone's different. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how people respond. One of the other things I think is really cute, by the way, there was a thing trending on Twitter, if you're an obsessive Twitter watcher like me, that was called Slofies, S-L-O-F-I-E-S. Apple has made it so you can do slow-mo selfies. And I can't wait until Kim Kardashian makes use of that. But it's going to be interesting.
How would that
work?
Because I do love, you know, I love the slow-mo function. There was somebody, gosh, I wish I remembered who this was. Maybe it was Russell Kinsella at Channel 4. So we had the Blue Angels here in town over the weekend, and I actually got a great view of them coming back from the Mizzou football game on Saturday with my daughter. But, again, if I'm giving credit to Russell inappropriately, I apologize. Someone else might have done this. They accidentally pressed slow-mo on their camera when they were, you know, shooting the Blue Angels, and it ended up being great video of those guys, you know, in slow-mo. So what's the slow-mo selfie like?
Well, you used to only be able to do slow-mo on the back camera, and now you can do slow-mo on the front camera.
I got you.
And
okay.
They say that this is actually complex to do. We'll just have to trust them on that one. But as a result, you're going to be able, you know, they have a really cute ad that they put on their YouTube channel of someone kind of having a hair dryer in their hair, and then suddenly it blows through their cheeks and makes them all puffy, and it's all in slow-mo. And, you know, I think it's pretty interesting to see what people are going to do with it. Apple's been playing with selfies a lot, right? You know, the Animoji that they've been doing, that became quite a thing. They've been really trying to make sure that they are able to do stuff with that selfie camera that's interesting and not just have it be a camera.
So what about the new iPad? You know, we rely, as parents, I rely on that because, and this is bad parenting, but I'm watching Monday Night Football. I'm watching the Cardinals game. My daughter does like watching sports, but maybe hand her the iPad for 20 minutes. She can watch a show on Nickelodeon. This is a good price on the new iPad, and it comes with what I'm seeing here as described as the first generation Apple Pencil. So is this a way to get a touchscreen involved for the iPad?
Yeah, I mean,
more
I
of
think
a touchscreen?
Well, yeah, I think what's going to be really interesting, by the way, I'm of the opinion that moderation is the key. Don't feel bad when you use the iPad sometimes.
Yes, yes.
But it starts at $329, and it's basically like the iPad Pro used to be. So you can buy a keyboard for it. You can buy a pencil for it. And it used to be you had to pay extra for these features to work. Now they will work with this tablet. So you buy the tablet, you have to buy them separately, of course. But the real key here is that Apple is making sure that it is offering you a capable tablet with all of these features that used to be only in the iPad Pro, now available in the cheapest tablet. And that'll be really good for students, because I know a number of students, some of my cousins actually have iPads in their schools, and
yeah,
they have the pencils are starting to be used in schools, and this is becoming a thing, and it'll be really interesting to see how people kind of get attracted to it.
Man, I got ripped off. I mean, when I was a kid, they didn't even have big wheels, you know? They barely
had ink. Yeah, dinosaur with six cents a pound back then, you
That's
know?
Right. Yeah,
come
we
on.
Sound old and crotchety at this point. That iPad, by the way, that's a pretty good price point, too. $329 if you're in education, I guess, if you can prove you're going to use it for that. It's $299. Ian, great to have you on. Yeah. Congratulations. I know we had referenced the new baby the last time, but I know you're back at work now. What is this? You're taking, like, all the relief that the feds are going to give you. You don't get that paid, though, the 12 weeks, do you?
Well, so I am very lucky. CBS actually gives me 6 weeks paid. I'm so thankful for that. And then the state of California actually has a system where we get a portion of our paycheck covered through in-state taxes.
Yeah,
so
it's called communism.
We're familiar with it here in the Midwest.
It's called communism.
Well, you know,
yes.
I'm not going to comment on it, but I will say that it's nice not to have to worry about a paycheck when I'm taking care of my newborn.
You know, I got gypped on the – we were, you know, previously owned by CBS, and now it's an Entercom station. So when I had my surprise four-year-old, what'd I get, Dave? I got 2 weeks, right? So Klein, my producer, comes along. He's got the twins. What did you get? You got 4 weeks. You got 6 weeks because they changed the policy to 6 weeks.
Well,
God bless
that's
you.
What it should be 12 weeks, I'm just going to say. I don't think, you know, it would be nice if people didn't have to worry about taking care of their kids, right? But we'll see.
I think it should definitely be longer in the spring when March Madness kicks off, because that's a good time to plan these things. Ian Scher, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. See ya.
Take care.
Well, Neil Gorsuch, you don't hear very often from members of the Supreme Court. But he sat down and did an interview on CNN that was real interesting, and that's going to be part of our audio cut of the day. I talked about the Billy Bush tape, so let me get to that. I remember this so well. It was here on a Friday. We had the roundtable. I can't remember, though, if it broke during the roundtable or right after. I think it might have been before, like in the 1 o'clock hour. Anyway, not a big deal, but the tape comes out. It's right before the debate here at Wash U. And I think a lot of people thought, oh, this campaign is over for the president. Here's what we heard.
Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
So Billy Bush, who was with Access Hollywood at that time, was fired right away, but he didn't even know about it. He thought he was going to survive it. Here's what he tells CNN.
I was not prepared for what happened, because it happened like so often
things do these days, like that. Took the car to the airport, got on the plane, and boom.
The boom was you got the news that this tape had been released.
Yeah.
And you knew there was a tape.
Everybody did.
Uh-huh. I didn't.
Oh, well, everybody at the network.
Yeah, okay. But sure. The public didn't know. Everybody knew about the tape, you're saying.
Yeah, and I was comfortable that that it wasn't going to be weaponized.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you feel it was, weaponized?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I got taken out, but I wasn't the target. Yeah.
So when it comes out, how did you think it was going to end after the tape is released? Did you think I'll get through this?
Well, I was told that you're good. Well, don't worry about it. It's not you. You didn't say anything. Remember, it was leaked on a Friday, and then Sunday morning, I walked out that door right over there with my bags to go back to work, and the driver said, "I'm sorry, they've canceled the car." I said, "Oh, that must be a mistake." And I called my lawyer and said, "We okay?" And he said, Nope,
he was not. So he was at Access Hollywood. He's paid his penance, I guess, and now he's going to be working for Extra. He was asked by Gail about, 2005, different guy back then, right?
It was my first year as the co-host of the show. You want people to like you and you're mm-hmm. a little eager. Mm-hmm. I became a very different guy. So the guy that got fired, no question, was a very different guy.
In 2005, did you feel you had to go along to get along? Why didn't you feel you could challenge him and say, that's not cool? Why didn't you feel that?
Well, Trump's the kind of guy who would say, forget Billy Bush. And then I might have gotten, hey, why did you lose Trump? He's the biggest guest we have. I mean, there was always a little bit of, you're a little anxious around him because you just want it to end well and get out.
Yeah. Look, I don't think you can hold it against Billy Bush for not saying something in that moment. Guys say stupid things all the time, many inappropriate things. By the way, the women do too. You get caught on tape and the guy's running for president is where it comes back to haunt you. But again, for him to get fired in that moment, I thought was pretty bizarre, and he lost his opportunity at NBC as well. But that's what happens. You can't do anything right now. And when CEOs and, shareholders get nervous and boards of directors about what's going to happen to a stock price, you're out of there.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Cut of the day is sponsored by the Good Feet Store, supporting St. Louis Arches for 16 years. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch says that he has confidence in the U.S. and those who don't should look elsewhere. Did a sit-down interview with CNN, said some things that are certainly becoming a little bit newsworthy this afternoon. The left is going crazy over this comment because he says, look, it's not up to the Supreme Court to make all these decisions and fix everything.
I say this country is owned by we the people. We wrote a constitution. We put down what we wanted to put in it. We can amend it when we wish, and it is not up to 9 people to tell 330 million Americans how to live.
But what if some of those people, for instance, in the same-sex marriage debate, said, look, there were some states that were never going to allow same-sex marriage. We needed the court to step in.
Well, I'd say to you, you can make arguments for any case you have of any kind about the original meaning of the Constitution. It is not a judge's job to do whatever he or she thinks would be good. Do you really want me to rule the country?
Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch in a sit-down interview on CNN. That's your audio cut of the day. Roger has traffic. Total information PM coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.